AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More information is coming in about the deadly shooting at Michigan State University.
We have an active shooter event going on. Multiple victims. They're requesting as many additional medical assistance as they can get.
The gunman was found with a note in his pocket indicating a threat to two schools in Ewing Township, New Jersey, where he had ties. He's identified as 43-year-old Anthony McCray. Three people were killed. Authorities say McCray fatally shot himself after a manhunt that ended in a confrontation with police miles from the campus in East Lansing, Michigan. Senators are being briefed today on the balloon and other objects recently shot down over the U.S. and Canada. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says the latest shooting over Michigan was done with two shots. The first missed. He said the second, third, and fourth objects are being recovered.
They're in very difficult terrain. The second one off the coast of Alaska is that's up in some really, really difficult terrain in the Arctic Circle. With very, very low temperatures in the minus 40s.
The White House has said the objects differed in size and maneuverability from the Chinese surveillance balloon the U.S. fighter jet shot down earlier this month. The government says inflation slowed to 6.4% last month, but price pressures reemerged. It's likely to fuel price spikes well into this year. While President Biden and predecessor Donald Trump are preparing for a possible rematch next year, a new AP NORC poll finds a notable lack of enthusiasm within the parties for either man as party leader and a clear opening for new standard bearers. Sources tell the AP former Vice President Mike Pence is planning to fight a subpoena by the special counsel overseeing investigations into efforts by former President Trump and allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Hyundai and Kia are rolling out software updates to stem a raft of auto thefts related to a TikTok challenge that authorities believe has led to at least 14 reported crashes and 8 deaths. This is AP News. Flowers and chocolate are not good on Valentine's Day in homes with pets.
The ASPCA is urging that treats for your sweet be safe for the household. There are some 31,000 calls this time of year to their veterinary poison control center after pets ingested chocolate, xylitol, or certain flowers, like lilies, which are toxic to cats and can damage their kidneys, while tulips are dangerous for both cats and dogs and can cause convulsions and heart disruptions in addition to intestinal upset. Roses are safe, but stay away from popular bouquet additions like carnations, daisies, and gladiolus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The handprints of military children pressed onto paper hearts are decorating a corner inside the White House and the lawn as First Lady Jill Biden celebrates Valentine's Day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.